getting a message this morning, 2 minutes ago, from Keith on the listener line at 715-396-1670. Says, listening from Hancock, Michigan in the UP this morning. All right, welcome. Good to have you listening on the live stream, Keith. Thanks so much for checking in. All right, good morning. It's a WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB, where we are family. And first thoughts is what we call this. For 5.5 years, we called it best 5 minutes of the day. Two brothers from another mother. We wish our friend Jason Cans all the best. In fact, I saw this is friendship. We had breakfast together Saturday. He and I, my wife, and his offspring, Alex. And so we were together there, his son Alex, and we were at Hy-Vee in Eau Claire, breakfast. And then later I was doing, I don't know, a little bit of grocery shopping. My wife does the bigger grocery shopping, but, you know, I kind of scan out some things to cover the my breakfasts and lunches and such. And, yeah, the discount section at Woodman's, saw a bunch of, that's right, I've got those in my, they had a good deal on granola bars, but I saw a Zagnut candy bar, and I'm like, there we go. I'm going to get this to Jason, dropped it off at his house as he was just about ready to go running. So we're still in touch. But we now call this First Thoughts, and it's primarily got three segments. The first is just kind of what's on my mind, and that is it is a Tuesday that's going to feel like a Monday. So I'm determined to not err in that regard, be it through what I say or do. And so far, so good today. And so I thought maybe a little exercise that could help me and all of us. So Tuesday, go ahead and say it, Tuesday, T-U-E-S-D-A-Y. And it's good to spell it because the Scripps National Spelling Bee starts today, which is kind of fun as well. So Tuesday, 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 I don't know, repetition, what have you, do what you can to drill it into your head. It is a Tuesday, a short week in that regard. Also, this day in history, segment two of the three-segment First Thoughts. On this day in 1994, Michael Jackson married Lisa Marie Presley in a secret ceremony in the Dominican Republic. The girl is mine. They were married for a couple of years. Also in 2009, then-President Obama nominated 54-year-old federal appellate court judge Sonia Sotomayor to the U.S. Supreme Court. Yeah, 17 years ago today. And it's my view that eventually we're going to have all nine of the justices will be women because the statistic, you know, it's a lifetime appointment and women live longer than men. So it would make sense to appoint a woman because she'll be on the court longer. Now, there are people like Clarence Thomas who were appointed right during the George Herbert Walker Bush administration in 92. I mean, he's been on there a long time. I understand. But that's just kind of my view eventually. You mark my words, if and when the court has all women. Say, I've all predicted that. All right. And finally, for this May 26th today, Matthew 13:34, our devotion from Bob Goff's Live in Grace, Walk in Love, Matthew 13:34. Read this with a friend yesterday and read it aloud to my wife from Saturday. I guess I missed out on Sundays. But anyhow, here we go for today, Tuesday, right? The stories we tell ourselves shape us. Listen to the one being narrated by Hope, Matthew 13:34. Jesus spoke all these things to the crowd in parables. He did not say anything to them without using a parable. Goff says, my worst subject in school was always school. I couldn't focus in class and would fidget until the bell rang at the end of the day. I had an excuse for everything. Being late, not turning in homework, not coming to school at all. I was terribly bored, so I became incredibly detached. There was one teacher, though, who wasn't so focused on having his students just memorize information so we could pass the test. Instead, he tried to get us excited by telling us the backstories hidden within history. He told us about the less likely things, the surprising turns and feelings behind the failures. He wove together a true-to-life picture of real people in real danger, not just facts about battles won or lost. When cold facts were taught with threats of failure if we didn't memorize the data, I usually failed, says Goff. Most of us don't learn because we're threatened or cajoled or shamed into it, but when stories were told about kind or compassionate or courageous people setting an example for who we might become, I learned in... I leaned in and my mind opened up. We're all wired this way, says Goff. He says Jesus rarely spoke to anyone without telling them a story. The reason is simple. We accept stories told to us with our faith, our life experience, and our hearts because well-told stories are so powerful in our lives, it's not surprising when we realize the stories we tell ourselves have tremendous power to shape us. If you tell yourself you're a bad student, you'll probably become one. If you convince yourself you don't have enough time to help in the soup kitchen, you probably won't. If you say to yourself you're not fun to be around for long enough, you probably won't be. Listen to who God says you are and what he believes is possible in your life. Breathe in hope and breathe out your life. Be picky about listening to the stories you or others have been telling over your life that just aren't true. You'll know if it's God telling the story because it'll always be one filled with hope and possibility. Today's question, what story is God telling through your life this year? Having some trouble accessing the wib.com/celebrations today. You know, you take a little holiday weekend and some of the technical devices have their way. But I am able to be creative and learn that Birthday Bob is up to his usual shenanigans, letting us know about Mary Wissey and her birthday, I believe, on this May 26th, saying Mary is an incredibly kind person and loves the Lord. She taught elementary school for many decades and a diehard Packer fan. She is very generous with her time and the joy that she finds in serving adults and children. So happy birthday to Mary. And again, more and more of these are being entered at wib.com/celebrations. The big drawings at the end of the week, which is closer than you think because it's a Tuesday that feels like a Monday. So just a few days away here on Friday. Other birthdays we're learning about via Facebook today. Tony Stevenson, Joe Grace, happy double fives to Joe today. Lindsay Marie, also Dennis Beal from Perspectives, right? And Kenny Hall, Anna Dubois, and Steve Allingham, one of our former announcers from days gone by. Anna, one of our former interns, all celebrating a birthday here on this 26th of June. And celebrating with the likes of some other folks that you, I don't know if all of these people are celebrating, actually. But it turns out that, did you know that this was the birth anniversary of John Wayne? That's right, John Wayne, the Duke, was born on this day, way, way back in 1907, he was born Marion Morrison in Winterset, Iowa.
Young fella, if you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Yeah, John Wayne ultimately went with. I don't know, would he have had as much success if he stuck with Marion Morrison? We'll never know. It's Caleb's birthday.
You're older than you've ever been, and now you're even older, and now you're even older, and now you're even older. You're older than you've ever been, and now you're even older, and now you're older still.
Little different message for your birthday today, so happy
You know
birthday.
What? I haven't quite hit 40 yet, but there. Almost there.
39 on the precipice. 39 times around the sun, and great to partner with you here on the WIB Wake Up Show this morning. WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show, and slipped in a little Switchfoot, Caleb. I know one of your favorite groups. So I want to explain. So you came in this morning, and what did you see to your left?
There are two boxes of graham crackers, mm-hmm. and then over the top of them is a super king-size Reese's with 6 cups to share, it says.
Yeah. Well, it's yours. You can do what you want with it. You can do what you want with it. But also, yeah, kind of making a goalpost of sorts. I don't know.
Okay, sure.
But we've talked recently about graham crackers and about, you heard that myself and Caroline's husband like to actually break up graham crackers, put them in milk. I don't know if you tried it yet, so here are two boxes to work with that.
Nice. Thank you. I have not tried that yet, though I do... very much like graham crackers, so thank you.
And check out the card as you're able this morning. And so, so that'll explain, and we'll maybe unpack that a little bit here ahead as well.
My feet hurt, my back hurts. She makes it look so easy, but it's so hard.
The Breadwinner. Tickets at MikeOnCinemas.com.
Looks fun.
It does, yeah. Go out and support your local cinema, Mikon. And, Nate Bargatze, one of my favorite comedians, so check that out. The Breadwinner opening this week. You know, didn't get a chance to see a movie over the weekend, but I got a chance to keep it at home for a while and relax a little bit. So a long weekend. It is Tuesday. We're going to keep repeating that so we remember that it is Tuesday, even though maybe it feels like a Monday, but a short week. Hope you all had a wonderful holiday weekend. Let us know what you enjoyed. What was a highlight? 715-396-1670. I think a highlight for me was sleeping in till 6:30 yesterday morning. Mm. And I was like, didn't have anything to do, didn't have any children to be dropped off, didn't have any work to go to. And I just thought, you know what? I'm actually going to push the alarms off a little bit. And so I slept till 6:30. And at that point, Nora came in to start chatting with me. And so I appreciate that she let me sleep that long as well, too. But yeah, yesterday, Memorial Day, Got some steps in. You know, the work never really ends, so got ahead on some work for this week as well, too, and that was pretty much it.
I think for the highlight, just trying to catch up and rest up and so re-energize. And so, but one of the highlights, walking the dogs yesterday and going up to the top of Mount Tom in Eau Claire, and then so there's some wooded area, and saw a deer initially kind of scoot off as we climbed. And then we hiked it all the way up there. I'd say Athena was kind of reluctant, our mini Aussie Shepherd. And by the time we were coming down, there were two deer just standing there.
Huh.
And so they weren't running away, just kind of chilling. And I'm like, I won't make any sudden moves if you don't. And so, yeah, just beautiful, you know. And so just taking in nature. And then saw a bunny rabbit just chilling last night at my kid's house. And so, I don't know. You don't usually hear me as the nature observer, but enjoying that last night. All right. And so, just so folks know, I didn't just get you Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, as much as you love those, and a couple boxes of graham crackers. Try those out in some milk. Trust me, it's really, really good.
It sounds awesome.
Yeah, it's great. But 1% milk I like, but, you know, don't use almond milk. But anyhow, also, another gift inside your cart. It has not arrived yet. So, kind of in this, from the same department where people say the check's in the mail, you're getting a
Micah Parsons jersey.
Yes.
I'm kind of blown away by that album. My goodness. Thank you so much.
You're a generous giver, and you are a great brother in the Lord. And I can't
believe Micah Parsons.
All the things you do. And I came in with mine. I got mine from my, my future son-in-law and my daughter sometime back. And I know I wore it. And I kind of thought you were like, yeah, I wouldn't mind having one of those. So
Micah Parsons is pretty cool. Pretty cool.
All right, so there we go.
The best of luck in his recovery as well, too. Speedy recovery, Micah. Get back on the field soon.
And kind of fun for you. You're calling playoff softball today.
Yeah, looking forward to that. McDonald and Regis, so Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls squaring off in tournament time this evening.
You know, one of the memorable things we had, and I saw the picture up in our social media recently, was us introducing Crowder. You came up with the idea that we donned these beards. We didn't go out with them, right? But then we turned, we put them on.
I feel like we were pretty much in sync for that. That was pretty cool. It's Tuesday Trivia on the Whip Wake Up Show. It may feel like a Monday, but it's a Tuesday, and so we're diving right in. We'd love to hear from you at 715-723-2555. 396-1670 is the voicemail and text line. But we want to hear from you on our studio line, 723-2555. And if you haven't seen I Can Only Imagine 2 yet, or you remember that, it's like, man, I'd love to see that again. I'd love to own it. We have a free digital movie download we can send you via email. So wherever you might be listening from, you don't even need to pick this up. We will send it right to you if you win. 715-723-2555, a free digital movie download of I Can Only Imagine 2. But first, you have to answer this Tuesday trivia query. There are over 7 million of these in America. 7 million what? There are over 7 million what in America? Over 7 million of these in America. 715-723-2555 to guess.
What are we talking about? 723-2555, 7 million, a big number. 723-2555, who's going to go first here on the Whip Wake Up Show this Tuesday that may feel like a Monday here this 26th of May? Caleb's birthday. The Whip Wake Up Show, turning 39 today.
Your chance to win a digital movie download, I Can Only Imagine 2, fantastic film. Hopefully you've seen it. If not, you can enjoy it to your heart's content when you own it. There are over 7 million of these in America. 7 million what? 715-723-2555 to guess as you get up and at them on a Tuesday morning.
You guys are great guessers, and it took us a little while to get the right answer last week, but new week, new question.
Maybe Tuesday at Trivia gets solved on a Tuesday. 715-723-2555. 7 million. 7 million what? There are over 7 million of these in America. 715-723-2555 to give us your best guess for Tuesday Trivia.
Wow. I guess we just flat out stumped them.
See, that hasn't happened before either, where we just completely stumps people on the very first try.
I know. All right. Somebody's going to be brave enough here. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Curtis Whelan, Eau Claire.
Hi, Curtis.
How about dogs?
Over 7 million dogs in America. Is it dogs? Sometimes it feels like it. Yeah,
there are a lot of them, but that's not what we're looking for. Thanks, Curtis.
When they all just kind of do, you know, the Twilight bark from, not Lady and the Tramp, from 101 Dalmatians, and it feels like the dogs just kind of pass the barking along, and it happens in my neighborhood.
It can, for sure.
715-723-2555. There are over 7 million what? 7 million of these in America for a free digital movie download.
Anybody going to join Curtis in guessing this morning? You're on WWIB.
715-723-2555. I know, coming off the long holiday weekend still, if you have to get to work or school this morning, it's kind of like, yeah, it takes a little time to roll out of bed.
We got somebody. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Merrick from Augusta.
What do you think?
What's your guess? Go ahead. We lost you. It's kind of an intermittent signal here.
You still there? Well, try calling us back, 715-723-2555. We'll see if we can reestablish a better connection. There are over 7 million of these in America. 7 million what?
Somebody's guessed dogs. That's the only guess.
715-723-2555. We wanted to hear Merrick's guess, and for whatever reason,
yeah,
the phone wasn't letting that get through.
Let's try again. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Merrick from Augusta.
All right, Merrick, a better signal now. Go ahead and fire away. What do you got?
Is it pencils?
Is it pencils? Over 7 million pencils in America. Maybe that number two variety, right? That's the really popular one.
I gotta just say, you know, I bought this crossword book to help my brain because it needs some help these days. And I got it. It's like easy. And I did it in pen. And I'm like, no, I know I should do it in pencil. But it's hard to find a pencil sometimes. Right? But are there more than 7 million? That's not what we're looking for. Thanks.
Thank you for the call from Augusta. There are over 7 million of these in America.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Tammy from Elk Mound.
All right, Tammy, what do you think?
Coffee shops.
Coffee shop. There are a lot. Could it be more than 7 million? Not what we're looking for. Thanks, Tammy.
Again, all of these guesses are certainly plausible. Not dogs, not pencils, not coffee shops. 715-723-2555 if you have a guess.
All right, we'll do three more. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello.
Hi.
You're on the radio.
Nikki. What? Nikki with Eau Claire.
Okay, Nikki, what's your guess?
Cell phones.
Cell phones. Over 7 million cell phones in America?
Good guess, but not what we're looking for.
Not it. 715-723-2555. Two more guesses left.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Scott from Allen.
All right, Scott, go ahead. We're all moving a little slow
today. I had to think about that. What do you think?
Go ahead.
Traffic lights. There are a lot of them.
Sure.
All right, could that be what we're looking for? It's not. Sorry, Scott.
There are over 7 million of these in America. Last guess this hour for Tuesday Trivia.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Ren from Barron.
From Barron. All right, go ahead. What's your guess?
Gas stations.
All right.
Could be.
How old are you, by the way?
I'm eight.
Eight years old.
I mean, good. Nine.
Nine. There you go.
Well, happy birthday recently, apparently. Could that be it? It's not what we're looking for.
Thanks for the call from Barron. Always appreciate hearing from Barron County. There are over 7 million of these in America. We'll give you another shot at it, maybe two shots at it next hour. We'll see if we can solve Tuesday Trivia on a Tuesday for an I Can Only Imagine 2 digital movie download. Tuesday Trivia, try number two here on the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB. We are family. Your chance to win a free digital movie download of I Can Only Imagine 2. Fantastic film. We can send this to you wherever you might be if you solve this question at 715-723-2555. There are over 7 million of these in America. Over 7 million what? There are over 7 million of these in America. 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555 to call in and guess.
All right, some folks think they know. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Ava from Augusta.
Hi, Ava. Good to hear from you. We love alliteration. Ava and Augusta. What's your guess?
ATMs.
ATMs. There are over 7 million of these in America. Is it ATMs?
It's not. Sorry, Ava.
Thank you for the call. 715-723-2555. Over 7 million what in America? Over 7 million of these.
715-723-2555. 715-723-2555. Ava was in there quick and early. That was a good guess, but that's not it. So will we get it today, this time, or after 8:45, or will it go on to win it Wednesday tomorrow morning after 7:15? You decide. More than 7 million of what in the good old U.S. of A?
We'd love to hear from you. 715-723-2555. A free digital movie download of I Can Only Imagine 2 could be yours. We can email the code right to you so you won't even have to come pick it up. There are over 7 million of these in America. Over 7 million what? 715-723-2555. Incorrect guesses so far include dogs, pencils, coffee shops, Cell phones, traffic lights, gas stations, and ATMs. All good, plausible guesses, but not what we're looking for here.
All right. Keep those calls coming. And hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Eric from Wausau.
Hi, Eric. What's your guess?
Barbecue grills.
Barbecue grills. Mm. A lot of people probably did some grilling over the weekend.
It was a great time for it. That's not what we're looking for. Thanks, Eric.
Thank you, Eric. Good to hear from Wausau. Maybe listening at 94.3 FM over there.
For sure. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hattie from Augusta.
Hey, Hattie, what do you think?
Schools.
Yeah. Over 7 million schools in America. Is that it?
There are a lot. Could that be it for Hattie? Sorry, Hattie.
Thank you for the call. 715-723-2555. Over 7 million what? Over 7 million of these in America.
You guys are thinking, going, what could it be here? For that free digital download of I Can Only Imagine 2.
A lot of great guesses, but just not what it is. Over 7 million of these in America. What could it be?
We'll take three more. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Connie from Eau Claire.
Hi, Connie.
Credit cards.
Oh, credit cards.
Yeah, there's a lot of those. Boy, you think of all the people and the adults who have one or more of those. Could that be it? 7 million credit cards. It's not. Who knows? There may be more. So.
Yeah, thank you, Connie. Appreciate it. 715-723-2555. Two guesses left. Over 7 million of these in America.
723-2555. 723-2555. Going once, going twice, till after 8:45.
Good morning. Happy birthday, Caleb. This is Susan calling from Whiskey. I've been listening to WWID for over 40 years, and I love you all. Thank you for playing such wonderful music. And God bless. Have a great day. Goodbye.
Thanks, Susan.
Susan from Withy, thank you so much. Tuesday trivia, try number three here on the WIB Wake Up Show, 715-723-2555. A chance to win an I Can Only Imagine 2 free digital movie download.
Yeah, and we had some great guesses the first two times, but we've gone up empty so far.
We're talking about 7 million of something. There are over 7 million what? Over 7 million of these in America.
723-2555. We actually have a caller already. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Kristen from Rice Lake.
All right, Kristen in Rice Lake, what's your guess?
Parking spaces.
Parking spaces.
That's a great one. Now
you never find enough of them in downtown Eau Claire.
We really rack our brains to come up with it. Yeah, that paid parking. I was glad they pushed it off from June 1st to at least August 1st. So
yeah,
that's good.
Kick that can down the road.
It's going to be 1 to 11 at paid parking. Could that be it? It's not what we're looking for. Sorry.
Good to hear from Rice Lake, my hometown. There are over 7 million of these in America. What in the world could it be?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Ava from Augusta.
All right, Ava returns. What might your guess be this time?
Horses.
Horses. There are over 7 million horses in America. Do you have a horse?
No.
No?
But
do
I
you?
Want one.
Yeah, I was going to say, it just seems like one of those dreams. It's like, oh, man, I'd love to be able to have a horse.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, Ava. Earlier, somebody said dogs, but horses is the right answer.
You got it.
Way to go.
Tuesday trivia solved on a Tuesday by Ava in Augusta. There are over 7 million horses in America. How in the world did you come to that conclusion, Ava?
My friend told me to say that.
Well, your friend is very smart. Over 7 million horses in America. Absolutely correct. Hang on the line. We'll get an email and we will send you this free digital movie download. How about that?
She's speechless here.
Well
on WWIB. That is not the song from Stephen Curtis Chapman I have queued up, but maybe we'll have it before 9 this morning here on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB.